T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's just like I said, I think it was very, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. They did not make that assessment. The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. If you look at Iran, what they've done, they've been a bad actor. You look at what's happening in Syria with Assad, with hundreds of thousands of people killed. We are with Saudi Arabia. We're staying with Saudi Arabia. And by the way, just so everybody, I have no business whatsoever with Saudi Arabia. Couldn't care less.
411, Jordana Green, Paul Douglas, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon.
You are admittedly conflicted.
I am.
About this. Why?
Well, first of all, I'm not conflicted about what the president said. I think what the president said was wrong. It was not truthful. In fact, Turkey's president said, quote, "It is not possible for an intelligence agency such as the CIA, which knows the color of the fur on the cat walking around the Saudi's consulate garden, to not know who gave this order. This is not credible either for U.S. public opinion or the world public opinion." I think it's quite clear that MBS gave this order, and the president knows that. I think he is looking for a way out of morally doing the right thing by saying, we don't want anything to do with Saudi Arabia, somebody who murders their own journalists when they say bad things about the government.
Is it a function of defense contracts?
Well, but,
Is it a function of my enemy's enemy is my friend and the concern, ongoing concern about Iran?
It's all of the above. And that's why I'm conflicted, because who's worse, Iran's or Saudi Arabia? Iran, definitely worse. Greatest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Hamas, they sponsor Hezbollah, they sponsor the Islamic State, they sponsor ISIS. We want nothing to do with Iran. They're horrible. Saudi Arabia is also the enemy of Iran. They're afraid of Iran. They don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. They need to keep Iran in check.
So
where does that leave
us?
Do
we just give them a pass? Do
no.
we just pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? I mean, a lot of people, Jor, are asking if our contracts and our money trumps our principles. Does the bottom line take precedence over human rights mm-hmm. and the rule of law? My take, I mean, we need Saudi Arabia. We may hold our nose, but we need them as an ally. But there should be.
They need us more, though. They need us more. So if we did come out publicly and say, this is wrong, this is bad, we completely disagree, at least make a moral public statement. We've already sanctioned everybody else who was allegedly involved in this. We just haven't taken action against MBS and his administration.
Shouldn't there be real consequences? Real consequences. I mean, the president talks about America first. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, whose values are we protecting?
What do you think we should do?
Saudi values? Or are we protecting U.S. values?
What would you like to see?
I'd like to see sanctions with teeth. I mean,
and then what if they pull the $450 million contract?
You really think they need to defend themselves? They need those arms.
They could get those weapons from Russia or China.
Not state of the art. They can buy junk from Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
If they want the best military equipment, they're coming to the U.S. I'm not even sure the Europeans have anything that can rival what we can sell them. There have to be actions. Actions have to have consequences, right?
Right?
Otherwise,
right.
It's a slippery slope.
That's right.
And I know it's pick your poison, pick your geopolitical poison. And we may not like the Saudis, but we need them as allies.
Mm-hmm.
But still, this was sanctioned murder, it would appear, from the top.
That's right. That's right. And for us to deny that is ridiculous. And I don't think any people, humans, like Americans, are denying that, just the president. But the question becomes, what do we do about it? Do we preserve the relationship with Saudi Arabia? And is that more important than the murder of a journalist? So although, Paul, our phone number is 651-989-9226, I do believe, like you believe, there is a middle ground somewhere there. There have to be some sanctions, yet we have to have a business relationship with them.
Agreed.
To protect against terrorists like the Iranian
regime.
Protect
from worse.
That's right. 651-989-9226. What do you think? What should we as a country do? Mark is in Navarre. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
We're okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mark.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. I got to tell you, it's a tough subject, but I got to tell you, I really do believe that we need to take our, I guess you'd call it the issuance of morals, because it basically gets pushed back onto the people in our country who can't afford to pay for it when we get elitists in Washington saying we should do this, that, and the other thing in order to make things hard for us. We need to make sure that, and I liked your comment, Paul, when you said hold your nose. You got to hold your nose because that's the way the world is.
Right.
And make sure that what we're doing is efficient and is what's best for us in the long run until we can get to a point where we have some serious leverage, because all we're going to do is get into a swirl, and we're never going to get rid of the problems of the Middle East. I really truly believe that we're on a runway to get peace in the Middle East if we can get some of these big players to come through and make things happen. Now, I don't want to dismiss the death of a journalist, but I also want to say that we are juxtaposing the death of a journalist who was playing with fire in a way which I don't believe was advantageous to his cause or trying to make things better for his people.
Mark, just to push back, I agree with most of what you just said, but isn't that what journalists are supposed to do, ask tough questions?
I don't
speak truth to power? I mean, isn't that what they get paid to do? I mean,
yeah, not put themselves in peril by doing it. He could have done that from here. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a voice on the radio, and you could do what you're doing, what he was doing against Saudi Arabia, but you'd have to put yourself in peril and then force the whole country. It's like that. It's like if our whole country turned upside down. Remember the little kid that got killed in North Korea? You know,
Otto Warmbier.
Yeah, I feel so bad about that, but. You know, we're trying to avoid nuclear war, and we're turning ourselves upside down for this poor guy in Turkey, and we didn't do the same thing for that kid. And I don't disagree with the principle, but we have to get through the logistics so we can get to a point where a principle makes sense.
Mark, great call. Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Great call. Well thought out. 651-989-9226 is our number. And the question really is, what should it be? There's a couple of sanctions already. Do we need more? Do we cut them off? What's our value here?
Send them, maybe sell them arms that are 20 years old. Sell
that.
Them the rejects. And not people that. Say, well, what if they cut off the oil? And do you realize that, you know what our biggest importer of oil is now for the United States?
No, what is it?
Canada. 40% of our imported oil comes from Canada. 11% comes from Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, gas prices might blip up, but we are not nearly as dependent on the Saudis for oil as we were 5-10 years ago, thanks to fracking and renewable energy and nuclear and a long list. We have options.
And the Saudis do need us more than we need them, but we are aligned against Iran.
I get that.
Does not believe mean we are aligned morally.
Did the ends justify the means?
No, they don't. But what to do about it is really the issue that we're conflicted in. Chris is in Minneapolis. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call.
Yep. Hang on, let me get off the speaker.
Yeah, jump in here.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Sorry about that. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
You too.
And to you, sir.
Yeah. So I love your call. It's a great conversation. But I think the clip you played about that from President Trump is so weird to hear him say, I don't have anything with Saudi Arabia. I don't care. It's not about the United States. It's about him as an individual. Mm-hmm. And giving the track record on what he says and what he actually has done or does, I mean, you kind of wonder if he really does do something with Saudi Arabia. It's just weird that he would say something so personal
because
I don't have any business with him.
Let me give you a little context on that, Chris. It's because there are reports where he has said in the past, the Saudis buy million-dollar apartments from me, $11, $10, $12 million apartments. What am I supposed to do, hate them? that is an interview that he gave to somebody else in the past. So he is quoted as saying that. We don't have that on tape, but it was a former interview. So, you know, they buy fancy apartments in Trump Towers probably all over the world. So
right.
That's well, he was defending himself.
Okay. So going back to the, your question, though, about what should we do? I mean, they have F-16s, and they're using them on the Yemen. So, yeah, left and right. So they need these parts to keep those planes going. I mean, in fact, the matter is they can't just go get MiG parts tomorrow. In time, yeah, they could switch over their Air Force, whatever. But the reality is that they, I mean, they need this. And yet we're starting to take one life, 10 lives, 100 lives, whatever it takes to start trading money for lives. And that's a slippery slope because, I mean, certainly governments start, you know, getting away with one life as they become, you know, neighborhoods or, you know, countries or races. I think it's a slippery slope. I think you have to do something with this. You can't just stop and say, oh, we need cheap oil. It's the price isn't worth it.
Chris, great call. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Thank
appreciate
you, Chris.
It.
We appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We see your text coming through at 81807.
And we'll get to those when we get back on CCO.
President Trump said maybe Mohammed bin Salman did and maybe he didn't. The rest of us, according to the intelligence agencies in the United States, seem to be pretty clear that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And he was a contributing columnist for The Washington Post. The publisher and CEO Fred Ryan of The Washington Post said, basically, this is a betrayal of long-established American values. Ryan said that Trump is correct in saying the world is a very dangerous place. His surrender to this state-ordered murder will only make it more so. An innocent man brutally slain deserves better, as does the cause of truth and justice and human rights.
So is our relationship with the Saudis more important than the murder of a journalist? Andrew's in St. Paul. Andrew, jump on in here.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
And same to you, sir.
So two points to make. In regards to it being a journalist, I think the first caller you had on the segment, he compared it to the case of Otto Warmbier, right?
Right.
An American citizen. This is a journalist. It's the same reason here you have a stiffer penalty for killing a cop. This is a member of the press. And when we distinguish ourselves from other countries where we're first world, it might be second, third world, where this is more common. This isn't just a normal citizen over there. This is a member of the press. This is definitely, I understand that we have to consider the relationship with them and we have to tread carefully. But unfortunately, in the safe system we are, that journalist's life does mean a little bit more in politics than an average citizen.
Hmm.
Second, his comments regarding his financial past, he just lies through his teeth. You look at 1991, he was going bankruptcy. Saudi prince bought his yacht for $20 million. You look in the later 1990s, Trump Plaza was going under. Him, the Saudi prince and other investors came together with $325 million to bail him out. He's got an extensive past with him. I beg anybody out there to Google. Trump has lied about 6,800 times total since he's taken office. He lies through his teeth daily, and we don't call him out on it.
In 2001, the Saudi government bought the 45th floor of the Trump Plaza in New York City as part of its mission to the United Nations.
Yeah, ever since 16, he announced that he was running. Trump hotels have been going down. Well, Saudi stays at his hotels jumped up 17%.
In August 2015, in the middle of the presidential run, Trump registered new corporations to manage a prospective hotel in Jeddah. It's a gateway city to the Muslim holy sites of Mecca and Medina. Andrew, good points, and I'm glad you got in.
Thanks for calling in, Andrew.
Bill's in Brooklyn Park. Hey, Bill, jump on in here. And by the way, our phone number is 651-989-9226. We got two open lines still.
Okay, so here's my view. This happened in Turkey, and this is the issue really is between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. We tend to be interventionists, having this moral imperative that it is morally wrong. But just look at the cross the border in Mexico. There's hundreds of journalists that have been murdered by the Mexican government and by the cartels. So we're making a big issue over one killing. Yes, it's morally reprehensible. However, we're not looking at other places. It's like Mexico and all the killings that have occurred with the journalists.
All right, Bill, I'm going to Google that while we take the next call, because I don't know how many American journalists are being murdered by the Mexican government. Yeah, the cartels are a different story.
That's news to me. I know, and it's horrific. A lot of Mexican journalists have been murdered doing their jobs. And again, Khashoggi was not a U.S. citizen. He was a U.S. resident. And
working for a U.S. company.
Right.
Richard's in Minneapolis. Richard, jump on in here. And our phone number is 651-989-9226.
Hello. Yeah, it's a terrible thing that man got murdered, but like Trump says, the enemy of our enemy is our friend. And in World War II, we were allied with Stalin. He killed millions and millions of people.
We held our nose. Yeah.
And, you know, if we're in a war against ISIS, and it seems like Iran is sponsoring ISIS.
Again, which is worse, Iran or Saudi Arabia? Definitely Iran. Definitely worse. Definitely the worst ever. Horrible, terrible regime. Murderers, but, hateful terrorist supporters.
But Richard, should they get a pass? Should Saudi? I mean, should we do nothing?
Well, I don't know. Whatever it takes to get up to the threshold of pushing them to the Soviets and Iran, you know, where they could flip sides.
Interesting scenario.
All right, Richard. Yeah, I'm glad you got in. I'm glad you got in. So Richard says, hold our nose. Richard says the relationship is more, at least I think that's what Richard is saying, the relationship is more important. I am deeply conflicted about this because, of course, the morality of a journalist getting killed for speaking out is horrific and unconscionable. Yet, Iran is horrific and unconscionable, and we need to be aligned against them. So I think there needs to be more done. I think there's some kind of middle ground where even the president, despite his horrific remarks today, could come out okay. As Paul mentioned, stricter sanctions or even the announcement of we believe that MBS did this and this is wrong. And, you know, I mean, more than a slap on the wrist, there has to be something else. There has to be. I don't know what it is because I'm not the president of the United States. Or an advisor, but I feel like there needs to be more.
Are they really going to listen to us? I mean,
they listen to the show every day.
Do they?
Every single day. The administration
MBS
is listening.
Oh,
he's streaming
I thought
it.
The Saudis.
He's streaming it, yes.
You know, Saudi women are wearing their clothes inside out,
why?
Many of them,
why?
As
to
a protest, a quiet protest. Women are still unable to apply for a passport or travel without permission from a male guardian or relative. They can't open bank accounts. They can't get married without permission. They were given the right to drive last year. But many of the activists who pushed for the law have been arrested, held on charges of trying to undermine security and stability. It's not a democracy, is it?
So,
and it may never
no.
be.
Absolutely not.
The caller's point, yeah, we allied ourselves with Russia, with the Soviet Union to defeat Hitler's regime is a good point, but what do we stand for? Do we stand for anything? Do
right.
we stand for the rule of law?
And this
or
is,
do we just, hey, make as much money as you can, close the deal, get the contract?
And this is a time to make a stand. You're right, Paul.
We need
You're
them
right.
as an ally, but actions need to have consequences.
Money versus morality. This is a line in the sand. And the question is, where do we want to come down on which side of history here? It's and it normally wouldn't be a tough one. You'd say morality, morality, morality every time, but life is messy. And security and safety, it's messy. Dan says we got to take a break. Monty, David, Dan, we see you. It's 4:32. Quick break and back to the conversation on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Jordan. Noted liberal think tank, the Wall Street Journal, had this to say about the Khashoggi situation. President Trump did himself and the country no favor with his crude statement Tuesday on the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia in the aftermath of Jamal Khashoggi's murder by Saudi agents. They go on to say, again, this is the Wall Street Journal, we are aware of no president, not even such ruthless pragmatists as Richard Nixon or Lyndon Johnson, who would have written a public statement like this without so much as a grace note about America's abiding values and principles. And they end by saying the reality is that few members of Congress will align themselves with a statement bereft of asserting America's abhorrence for the murder of political opponents. Without political or public support, Mr. Trump diminishes the odds that his Middle East strategy will succeed. You're exhausted, I can tell.
Audible sigh. I am. I feel exhausted by the whole thing. Monty's in his car. We're taking your calls now. Monty, jump on in here. It's really about money or morality. I mean, where are we going to come down on this?
Well, I think it's a little naive for us to think that we've never sanctioned any type of murder in any country ever. And so to just take the moral high ground and say we're the only principled country around, we have to be real careful to look at ourselves. And I'm sure we've probably done something in conjunction with the Saudis in the past. And it probably includes every president. So it's not I don't think it's a political thing from that way. There are certain things that we've had to do to protect our interests. But I think it's hard for us to just take that moral high ground. I like it that our country does that, that we like to present ourselves as being the country that's in favor of human rights wherever they are. But we do have to be a little bit careful that we have to look in the mirror a little bit before we just take the moral high ground all the time.
That's fair. Monty, thanks for the
yeah,
call.
Good point, Monty. He who is without sin cast the first stone. Right. But it's an interesting point. Are you aware of any situations? Can we go back definitively? Dan Cook, do you know of a case where a U.S. president or a vice president or a secretary of state sanctioned an official murder?
Of a journalist? No.
Of anyone?
Well, I mean, clearly there's been CIA assassination attempts in the past. And, you know, whether there's a direct link to the president or not is debatable. But I think that's a key difference. It's one thing if you're, you know, killing a brutal dictator versus killing a journalist. I think those are two totally different things. And I understand the caller's point. I don't, you know, think
we're not
he's
perfect
wrong per se. No, I don't think the United States is perfect by a right. long shot, but I think there's a clear difference there.
Dave's in Minneapolis. Jump on in here, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
I was listening. According to the previous caller, the Saudis have bailed him out several times, so he owes them. He's deep into them. The Russians probably have compromising material on him. That's why he's so easy on them. But as far as Jamal Khashoggi goes, he's a journalist. You know, the enemy of the people. Trump doesn't care at all about him. He probably sent him a thank you.
Dave?
So if he had been a CEO who's a U.S. resident versus a journalist, you think the reaction would have been different, David?
Oh, probably, yeah. You know, but again, you know, it's like you listen to Trump, it's all about me and I did this and, you know, and he's just a disgusting human being.
David in Minneapolis, we're glad you got in. Oh,
all
Dan
right,
in Hopkins, glad to have your voice on the show. Hello,
hey,
sir.
Dan.
You're your premier liberal caller. No, I have an idea. I think we could send 40 to 50 million Democrats over to Saudi Arabia, and they can make major reforms, you know, that they want to do. And I think, you know, that would really help Saudi Arabia.
Come on,
think?
Boyfriend.
One
you know we
ticket.
Can't fix that.
Nation building doesn't seem to work out the way we hope.
No, it's just cultural transitioning to, you know, more of a liberal worldview or leftist worldview. It might help them. I mean, that I don't know. Just a thought.
So, Dan, where do you come down? Is our relationship with the Saudis more important than Jamal Khashoggi's life?
Well, I think we have to look at the whole picture, right? It is a rare ally in the Middle East for Israel, Saudi Arabia. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they are allies, correct.
We do get oil, which, you know, there are benefits that benefit as a whole a lot of Americans, right? It's not Donald Trump that personally benefits it only. It's everybody. All Americans benefit by having the products that Saudi Arabia brings us, namely oil, right? So, I mean, looking at it holistically, and really, are you going to change any behavior? I mean, we can have a lot of strong words, but I don't know. I think it's always good to look at, you know, the whole picture rather than just, you know, the injustice that when there's injustices going on every day in the Middle East, mm-hmm. atrocities, you know, by the thousands probably. And how about the West Bank with, you know, the abuses of people by the Palestinian Authority? On people who want freedom.
Dan, always good to have your voice on the show. Keep calling in.
Thank you.
We got
Take
it.
He brings up a good point. The world is a dangerous neighborhood. But again, as one of our listeners texted in, it's called human rights. Are we going to stand up for human rights or money?
Betty's in St. Louis Park. Betty, join in here.
Hi, Jordan and Paul.
Hey, Betty.
A blessed Thanksgiving to both of you and your families.
And to you. Thank you, Betty.
Unfortunately, we have already compromised our American values by helping the Saudis with their terrible, terrible attacks on Yemen, innocent women and children, and I believe we've been refueling their planes. Now, I thought I heard on the news that the Pentagon or some of the officials are recommending that we pull back from that. But I'm telling you, the two of you, I'm 89 years old. I was heavily involved in politics. I was a CEO of 5 chambers of commerce in 3 states, and regionally, and that's when everything was starting to go global. So I have studied these issues for years, and I am just sick. I'm sick that journalist, because my major in college was journalism, was killed. The atrocities were just terrible. But I'm telling you, based on my experience and my studies, Jordan and Paul, I don't really see a way out of this for us. We can, the sanctions at 17, what good are they going to do? We can't reach those people.
Betty, I appreciate the call. Always, your voice is always welcome on this show. Let's sneak in one more call before we have to hit the break. Dave, we got about a minute for you, sir.
Dave in Plymouth. Hey, Dave.
Dave in Plymouth talked to you yesterday. I told you the same thing today. I will state that I said yesterday. As long as this guy is in office, we're now up to 8 to 9 lies per day. He feels that the price of oil and the gift that we're getting from these bandits over there is better than the life that was taken. And what's so surprising is every one of the Republicans and his so-called circle are sitting on their, you know what, doing absolutely nothing about it. And this is beyond. It's absolutely, you can't even listen to the news anymore, especially him. Because one thing, it's all about him and money. That's it.
Dave, a few are speaking up. A few in the GOP, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Corker, tweeted out, quote, "I never thought I'd see the day a White House would moonlight as a public relations firm for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia."
And what about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham says you cannot look away from Saudi Arabia's killing of Khashoggi. So Lindsey Graham said it.
Oh,
we got to take a break. Thank you for the conversation. And we see your text. Thank you. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to all of them.
It's now 4:47 Wicks and Jewelers time. The best place to buy a watch. Also, the best place to sell your watch. Get the best price for your pre-owned Rolex at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington. Paul and Jordana welcoming the one, the only, Mikey Max.
Oh, I like that song, Back in the High Life Again.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, good day for hoops yesterday.
Yeah.
Gophers, men and women, both won. Things
are
going well.
Yeah, the Gopher men's team plays again here shortly against Washington, but they played Santa Clara. Santa Clara's not very good, and they're projected 9th out of 10 teams. They haven't won a game all year. They've got an interesting coach, Coach Senden there, got thrown out of the game late in the game, and he had just had enough of the refereeing, and the officiating was not great, to be sure. But the Gophers got this Gabe Kelscher out of De La Salle High School. When I watched him in high school, he was really good defensively. Offensively, he'd make shots, but he didn't really take over games. He could make shots. You left him open, he'd make shots. Last night, he went on a flurry and he scored about 17 points in about, I don't know, I bet he got 14 of them in about 3 minutes. And he's a freshman, and he is better than probably they projected. But he you can see he comes from the, you know, Dave Thorson was his coach for much of his high school career. He knows how to play defense. He's long, he's lean, he's got a picture perfect shot. And that was a lot of fun to watch.
Very cool. A lot of high school stuff. Prep Bowl, you can hear right here on CCO Radio Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock, presented by Federated Insurance. A lot of exciting stuff happening with playoffs, huh?
Yeah, Lakeville North is going to play Eden Prairie in that final game, although there'll be games for 2 straight days on Friday and Saturday. Lakeville North, I just looked at some video of them. They are so big. You know, these kids have gotten to be 280, 300 pounds, the norm. Eden Prairie is so, they're a little bit the same, that they both play great defense and are opportunistic on offense. They both have a couple of young guys that can get in the open field. This Curtis kid for Lakeville North is really good. I think Lakeville North sees this as their year. I think it's just remarkable that last week, Lakeville North played Lakeville South. They split that community in half and made two schools. And at the time they did it years ago, a lot of people said, well, will they be good in anything if we split the two schools and decrease the enrollment? Well, last week they played in the state semifinals, the same community, after they'd split the schools and declined the enrollment. I thought that was a great thing. There's a county down in Texas, and they created this whole new school district. And I think there's like 10 schools within this county, and every one of them is a smaller school. So they didn't go big on any of them. They made them all smaller because they wanted more opportunities for kids. And I think that's just wonderful.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Sense. Yeah, school districts where your kid is never going to play. I mean, I guess they could play a club sport, but never.
Right, yeah,
play.
But I mean, the more opportunities, the better. And Lakeville's been able to do that and still win, you know?
I'm going to the Timberwolves game tonight. Excited.
She's got good seats, too.
Do you really?
Yeah,
she knows people.
How'd you score those, Sid?
It was not Sid.
It's me, LOL, laughing out loud at that concept. Yeah. Wait, what can I expect tonight?
Well, this Denver team is really good, and they keep getting better. Last year, the Timberwolves played them in the last game of the year. They had to win it to get to the playoffs, and this Jokic that they've got for Denver, he is really good. So they're kind of the up-and-coming team. The Wolves were trying to figure out, since they made the trade, how good can they be? What's the upside of this team with Robert Covington and this Saric now playing, and maybe Karl Anthony Towns taking over a little bit more as a leader? I think this is going to be a fascinating study for the Timberwolves. But, Jordana, I love the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving game, because you go there, everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah,
Families are together. Kids are back home from school. It's just, I love this game. Every year I love this game because it feels so good when you're out there.
That's my stepson is in from New York.
Yeah.
So,
here we go, right? What are we going to do? Yeah, let's go watch a ball game. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're excited about it.
Maxie, are the Vikes going to break the cycle here? Three nationally televised games, 6 turnovers the last 3.
Yeah, it's funny because Kirk Cousins was talking about that at noon hour today at the Vikings, and he said, don't, because people are saying, does he play well in the big primetime games? He goes, I don't even know what my record is. Last year we won on Thanksgiving Day night. I didn't even play that well, and we won in Washington. He said, I don't think one thing has anything to do with the other in terms of correlating the primetime games with how the Vikings have played so far. And he said, I'll be ready for Sunday. Let's find out. And Green Bay is in a little bit of hurt, too. So, hey, happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mikey.
Best to your family, buddy.
You too.
When we get back, lettuce. Don't eat it.
Let us pray.
We'll just talk about it and we'll pray.
Have an extra serving of lettuce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.